All right, so we're doing ear training, and the song is called Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm with a student live, and he's played the opening riff, but we're going to transcribe. Are we doing the chords or the melody?
Some chords.
All right, chords. And you've done the opening riff, but no other chords, right? Okay, so you probably know, at least you know the key of this. So let me play it for myself to hear it, and then you'll tell me the key. Are they going to do anything different, or just sit on this for a while? Okay, now I recognize this song now. What key are we in? I already know what key we're in, but I want to see if you got it.
I did not know before this. I think it's in E.
It's in E, yeah. Because boom or doom, doom, doom. You have it on the low end, boom. And you also have it on doom, doom, boom, doom, 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 doom. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's fine. And then can you play that whole riff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So just for the purposes of, even though we're going to mostly go to the chords after this, for the people listening, this should be, I already know how to play this riff, I'm not bragging, this is what ear training does. It just allows you to know how to play the riff without, maybe you don't know the best fingering for it, like what the most convenient fingering is, but you know the intervals, which would be, so first of all, that's flat 7 1 da 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 da, going back and forth, and then so 1 7 1, and now the 7 is flat, so 1 7 1, but really it's an octave up, so 1 7 8 1 7 8, and then there's a flat 7 an octave down, so you have 1 7 8, and then 7 7 8, still up an octave, right? And then, and that's a 5, boom, one, two, three, four, five, seven, eight, and then, and that's a flat 6. So I know it's gonna be like E D E E D E. D D E D D E B D E B D E and then C D E C D E. If you see what I mean, excuse my singing, but you know what I mean. Can't stop addicted to the shindig. Chop chop, it says I'm gonna win big. Choose not to like a limitation. This dip us into the reservation. This bump. And sure enough, the bass line does the same thing. So right away I hear that, you know, if this is diatonic to E minor, you know, it may end up being like, even though there's no real chords yet, we haven't heard chords, there's no strumming chords, you could do E minor and then D, which would be like the flat 7 chord, or in the case of E minor, you just call it the 7 chord, and then the 5 chord would be like B minor, and then the flat 6 is the C. So even though there's no chords here, if I was arranging this for like an orchestra or maybe just a beginning guitarist who couldn't play the lick that fast and just wanted to play chords, I would give him those chords. Let's keep on listening. And actually, one interesting thing is arranging the other parts. You know, they have... The reason those notes sound good, if you do a little music theory, is like that note is that's the minor third, because do re mi, or in this case it's flat mi, right? So that's 3 4, I think that's 5, so 1 2 3 4 5, so you got 3 5 2, do re 1 2. And the reason I know it's two is gonna fit is because it's the third of the D chord. So just to, because this may be a little abstract, it's like you're on an E chord, you got G, which is the third. Sorry, my volume's not, hang on, I gotta turn my volume up. You're on a G, you're on E minor. So you got G, which is the third, and then B, which is the five, moving to F sharp, which is the third of the D chord, and then B, A, which is the fifth of the D chord, and then, wait, so what do they do? So this, knowing your, having your ear training and your music theory in place helps you compose other parts much more easily. So da, I hear that as a flat 7, which makes sense because D, which would be the flat 7, would be the third of the B minor. So in other words, to the key, it would be 3, 5, 4, 7. But to the chords, it'd be 3, 5, 3, 5. Does that make sense? Is that all? It's a lot to do live and in the recording. I don't know if this is going to make anyone any sense to anyone listening back, but did that make sense to you right now?
Yes, but how you did it was not completely clear.
Okay, how I did it, you got to basically dissect each interval, like, dun. So the key is boom, dun. You have to always reinforce do. I'm going to sing an octave down because I can't sing that high. So you have to compare everything to do. And so do, re, mi. And then do, re, mi, fa, sol. So 1, 2, 3, 4. So I got 3, 5. So you with me there?
Yeah.
And then 2. How did I know that was 2? Because do, re. And then 4. How did I know that was 4? Because even though I'm taking it out of context. And then how do I know that's a flat 7? Because it's the same interval as in the lick. Does that hopefully clarify?
Yes, definitely.
And so I'm not saying you guys would have known that, but you could if ear training is just like having the patience to practice it and so let me give you the little lecture that I've given you hundreds of times before. You know, when you're on a drive or on a walk or, you know, jog or whatever it is, instead of cramming your head with more information or more music or more whatever you might listen to in the car, you can practice ear training. It's a wonderful, it takes time. And everywhere you go is a potential opportunity for ear training, whether it's a car horn or music on a speaker in a supermarket or whatever. So ear training is a great thing to practice when you're away from your instrument, and there's many, many opportunities. And it takes a while to develop it. Well, depending on how frequently you practice it, it could take years or it could take months. So I'll leave it at that. Let's keep going. Okay, those four chords of the chorus, you don't know what they are, right?
Right.
Good. So as you probably won't be surprised to hear, I'm gonna ask you to focus on the bass note only of the first chord. So. So it only happens for a second. Like, there's two chords in that little excerpt. I only want the first one, the root of it. Right here. So find that note. Now, while he's doing that, I'm going to mute myself so he can't hear me. I hear it as the 3 chord. I know it's a G chord. because I muted myself, so he can't hear me. So, but I hear boom. How do I know that's the three of the key? Because we're in E minor. Do, re, mi is the same as So whether the note is above or below, it's still a major third to me, if that makes any sense. In other words, here's my key. Do, re, mi is the same as So when I hear So let's see how he does. I'm going to transcribe all four chords. I already know it's G, D, and then something else. So, 3, 7, which would be the D. That's B minor, because it's do, re, mi, fa, do, that's 5, so B minor. And then flat 6, So, again, I'm comparing each chord to E minor, so that was 3, and then that was flat 7, and then that's 5, and then that's flat 6. So G, D, B minor, C. And I know I'm right. I don't need a guitar to confirm that I'm right. And so it will be with you if you continue on this ear training quest. Let's see how the student does. How'd you do, Chad? Please unmute. All right, so the student is correct. I'm pausing in between times when I talk to him so that you don't have to wait for him to answer and everything. But yeah, he got the right chord for the first chord. It's G major. Next. Also, let me just say, if you have recording software, you could record just the chorus and single in on the note so I don't have to keep hitting rewind. But this is the chord in question. There, right there. Boom. So I literally just, you know, recorded that chorus, part of the chorus, and I selected only that chord. If I needed to hear it over and over, then you just play it over and over. Technology is so advanced now, there's no reason to, you know, computers do way harder things than this. So, you know, use it to your advantage. So there's a D chord. Nice job on that. Next chord. So there's our third chord. For the last chord, the student guessed E, which is in the chord, and that happens a lot. Like, students will, they'll come up with a note that it's definitely in there. You hear it, but is it the root? How do you know this? You have to listen to what the bass plays. Assuming the bass is going to hit the root of the chord on the first beat, which is usually the case. So listen to only the bass note and tell me what you hear. And then for those of you who can't necessarily hear the bass, it goes so that boom, that right there is the note. So this, I'm muted right now. The student guessed that the roots were G, D, A, and C sharp. And he's correct on the first two, but on the next two, he's not. So how do you work your way out of a jam like this if you're the student? I don't know, actually, so I'm going to see if I could help him. All right, so what'd you think of having played it around and around? You think you're right that it's G, D, A, and C sharp?
I think it was G, D, A, G.
G, D, A, G?
Yeah.
Okay, so the last chord is a G?
Oh, man.
All right. No, it's fine. I'm just asking. I know you can. Yeah, I know you can. I know you could probably read into this inflection of my voice that it might not be right, which it's not. You already. You know. I can't. I have a hard time wearing my. Or I can never be a good poker player. Put it that way. Yeah. You know. No, it's not. It's not a G. But G is in the chord. So I'm not surprised that you for that last chord. I'm not surprised that you said that E was in it, and now you're guessing G because G is in the note. But that's not the bass note. When I hear that last note, I hear dun, da, da, dun, dun, dun. That note right there. Dun. Can you find my note that I'm singing?
C.
It's C. Now see if that sounds better when you play it. Don't just not because I said, you know, I'm leading you there, but can you actually hear that the bass is playing that? Play along with that. This is one of the hardest things. One of the hardest things about teaching ear training is that people's ears aren't necessarily attuned to like just the bass note, if you're a singer, I noticed that singers tend to hear the melody, you know, way more than anything else, and then guitarists hear the guitar parts. You know, it just makes sense, kind of. But ever since I was a kid, I always liked the bass. And I do play bass, and I enjoy playing bass, even though I play guitar more. I just wanted more attention. Bass players never get attention, so. But my ear is in tune with the bass, so it's a huge advantage for ear training. Now that you played the C, you can kind of hear the bass player doing it?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you to do it on the chord number 3, which is also incorrect. Chord number 1 is G, chord number 2 is D, and chord number 4 is C, right? But chord number 3 is not what you thought it was. I don't even remember what you guessed that it was. But I'm going to only select the third chord here and just listen to the bass and see if you can find it. Now, just to give you a sense of what's... I'm muted again from the student, but... If you listen to the melody, it's... That's not the root. And then this other harmony part... That's not the root either. How do I know what the root is? Because the bass is playing it. And that's the B that I said before, the chord was B minor. So let's ask the student how he made out. All right, how'd you make out? All right, it sounds like a B. Hooray, you're correct. You think it's B minor or B7 or B, just B?
Just a B, B major.
Okay, play along with the whole thing. And put, you know, so you got G, D, B, and C, right?
Yep.
And see if it all sounds perfect, or maybe one or two chords, you might have to change the quality, hint, hint. I know you can read into my insinuations anyway, so there's no point in trying to hide them. Sometimes I get away with it, but mostly not. All right, so here we go. You're correct, it's B minor. So no wonder people don't want to do this more often. It's hard work, right? So that's one way to get to it is you just keep playing it over and over. Use technology, make a little loop of it, either all four chords or just one chord, and then just play around, play over and over, and just to see if it sounds right. First, start with the bass notes, and then the chord qualities. Now, regarding the chord quality about the B minor thing, if you really weren't sure whether it was B, like if you had said no, I still think it's B to me right now, then what do you think? What do you think I would have done? To help you discover that it was B minor. Any ideas? You would listen to yourself playing that. But if that didn't work, you would play along with it. But if that didn't work and you still thought it was B, then what? What else could we do? Yeah, you'd try to identify the third where though, like.
In the chord.
Yes, in the chord, yes. So we're going to listen deeper right now, just so you can see the process. The bass player is only playing one note, which is B, or where it was, I'm sorry, B. But let's listen it for other, now the major third of B is B, D, D. So we're basically going to see, is that sound, is that in there? Da, da, da. You know, if I sing, is it kind of clashing? Well, I think it is. So let me try a minor third. Do, re, mi. And then I sing that. So first of all, I notice that it's in the melody. That note is da-da-da to the B. Can you hear that? Are you sure? You know what I mean?
Yeah, can you hear
I'm moving the levels up and down because the music's super loud and your voice is low, so it's a little tough, but it's fine. So you heard the melody do the minor third, right?
Yes.
And that same note is actually in the guitar chord. I don't know if you could hear it, but I'll play it one more time. Like. You know. All right. So that's a lot of work for four chords, but now you know what they are. G, D, B minor, C. A little music theory trick while we're on the subject. Because music theory in your training, you know, they're nice to separate. Because it's easier to teach that way, but in reality, they go together. This is a perspective you may not have thought of, which is, you know how chorus sections of songs could be relative major or relative minors of each other? And this is a prime example. This whole section is written like kind of like in the key of G. We don't even have an E minor in this section, whereas the original section was definitely E minor. So you could think of everything from the point of view of G. So here's your E. But instead you could think of it as G, and now you got 1, 5, 3, 4, or 1, 5, sounds like Star Wars, and then how do I know it's 3? Do, re, mi, or obla, di, obla, da, right? And then the 4 sounds like da, or 1 and 4. So that can help if you're sure that the first chord of the, if you're sure that the new section is in the relative major and it's easier to relate everything to that, then that's perfectly acceptable. You don't have to keep comparing something to E minor. If that, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that, just keep that in mind. Whatever's easier for you. If it's too confusing to do the other way, you do the other. And that goes for analyses too. Like if you're analyzing this tune and the first part of the song was key of E minor, 1, flat 7, 5, and then 6. Or in this case, we know it's a minor, so we don't have to say flat. So just 1, 7, 5, 6. And then the other section was relative major, 1, 5, 3, 4. That's how I'd analyze this whole song. Little music theory goes a long way. Cool, man. And any other sections on this song we should do? All right, cool. Moving on to another song. I'll start a new file.